Dennis Hayes is our guest on the Paula Gordon Show. It seems to me that in 1970 when you started Earth Day, and in the year 2000 when you celebrated the 30th year of Earth Day, and you continue on, that every day is Earth Day, isn't it? How do people make every day Earth Day?
Just a small thing, Paula. You had this right before. Gaylord Nelson is the father of Earth Day, and I was lucky enough as a college kid to be hired by him to be the executive director of the first of them. And I think one of the great things about Earth Day is that it's been this enormously effective recruiting mechanism to bring kids in particular into the environmental movement, or people who have environmental values but have not made a commitment to any environmental organization. They become recruited into activism through it. So in that sense, although it takes place on April 22nd each year, the people who come to it tend to, one often develop an affiliation with their organization. They go to our website at www.earthday.net and get involved in some of our activities, often do something in their own communities, gain access to information about what kinds of things to buy, and become plugged in across the board in leading lives of environmental integrity and helping to build a world where their kids can as well.
And lots of complexity. When you say that you were focusing on global warming in the year 2000, and in 2 years you'll be talking about endangered species, this is not a one-horse, how does that go, Bill?
one-horse town, yes it is. We're in Oberlin, it's a one-horse town.
One-note song. I mean, there are lots of ways that people can act out their environmental concerns, are there? And are we all concerned whether we know it or not?
I mean, you can say in some senses, the people, when they talk about the successes of Earth Day, tend to talk about 1970, when it led to the creation of an environmental protection agency and the passage of this vast raft of legislation dealing with air and water and species. In some sense, one of the most successful things that we did was in 1990 in the United States, where we focused upon, of all things at that point, this flaky California kind of phenomenon around recycling, which in a place like Oberlin in 1989 probably was considered as just a little bit peculiar. But that year we went out to 85,000 schools and tried to enlist teachers in telling kids why it's desirable to reduce the number of trees that you cut down by recycling your paper time after time, reduce the amount of bauxite you have to mine and aluminum you have to smelter if you recycle your soda cans. At the same time, went out to the Council of Mayors and League of Cities and got hundreds and hundreds of cities to set up that same time and to announce on Earth Day their new curbside recycling program. And so you're sending 25 million little green gorillas home to tell their parents it's time to recycle. The mayor says, all you have to do is haul it out to the curbside in front of your house. And it was transformational. Over the course of just a very few years, we went from trivial recycling rates to changing. And it's been case after case where those kinds of triumphs have happened that make you believe that, we're facing big problems and, yeah, we can solve them.
You're suggesting that doing is better than hand-wringing?
Well, a little bit of hand-wringing is good, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Anybody that knows what needs to be done and doesn't do it is in some ways worse than those who don't know what needs to be done.
It's interesting. Jared Diamond says that, you know, we've humans have always made messes of their environments. And he talks about the desertification and what used to be the Fertile Crescent, and he talks about the Anasazi in New Mexico. So the difference is, we have no excuse. We know. They didn't know. But we can look at history, and we have instantaneous communication around the world to know what's going on. We have no excuses.
Yeah, I virtually never will challenge Jared, who is one of the smartest people in the country. But there are a great many things that we still don't know. And our ignorance about some of the things that we're going to be facing in the future, people will look back on 500 years from now and say, but they were just stupid. They didn't know. Now we know.
Well, there is that. Yeah. Yes.
In 25 words or fewer, what do you do to keep yourself so cheerful?
Talk with people like you who are full of ebullient joy and who share common values and make me realize that there's a broad community out here, and this is not in any sense a lonely fight.
It's been an honor to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
If you're shopping for appliances, the websites Mr. Hayes suggested you visit are energystar.gov and the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy, ACEEE.org. Earth Day continues its wonderful work, helping us all be more involved in solving environmental problems. Its website, earthday.net. We thank Dennis Hayes for his courage, his fortitude, and unflagging efforts on behalf of all of life. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.